Jerry Bader Show, 1022. As we do whenever we can on Fridays in this segment, we have Mike McFeely, liberal talk show host, he prefers progressive, from KFGO in Fargo, talking about the exemption that Congress had for Obamacare that Mike doesn't think exists. Democratic leaders, this is from last week, increased their efforts to turn aside an amendment sponsored by Republican U.S. Senator David Vitter of Louisiana that would prevent congressional members and staffers from receiving exemptions from key Obamacare measures. When Congress passed the sweeping Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in 2010, congressional members and their staff were exempted from several provisions of the law. The Vitter Amendment would change that and require the president and vice president to participate in mandated health care exchanges and would eliminate federal employer contributions for health benefits for the president, vice president, members of Congress, and political appointees. The amendment would also block tax credits for assistance in buying insurance on the exchanges for these individuals. The Office of Personnel Management issued a directive allowing staff to be eligible for the subsidies for the coverage they currently have, which will pay for the majority of their health care insurance. Lawmakers were not included in that. That's the most current, that's the thing. Well, we're going to lose our staff if they have to live by the rest of the rules. So explain where that's not an exemption, Mike.
Well, there is some things in there, Jerry. There's no doubt about it. That's trying to help the staff members be able to afford health care like the rest of us in this country. But the fact remains that there's not a sweeping exemption for every member of Congress or member of the IRS or the federal government. That just is not true. The bottom line
is... No one
is,
said that. No one said federal government.
We're trying to find a way to allow people to afford health care in this country and not be crushed under the cost of health insurance each and every month. Now, as I said, if conservatives want to let this go and say this is going to be so bad that this is going to ruin this country, then please, by all means, let it go. Then stop the fight. Let it become law. Let the Obamacare be implemented in the country, and let's see where it goes. The biggest fear that
nonsense.
You and other conservatives have
nonsense.
Is that it is going to work.
Nonsense.
It's not going to work. It's that it's going to work.
No,
you're all going to be sitting there in a couple, 5, 10 years going, oh, my God, we for 3 years tried to unseat a sitting president. We tried to repeal the law. We tried to do everything we could to bring this to a halt. And, oh, my God, it's working, and people like it.
No,
and then
look,
you are,
Mike, nobody on the right fears that because it's already train wrecking. What we're afraid of, the reason some conservatives don't agree with me is because they're afraid it will destroy the country if we let it happen. And that's why they don't want to let it happen. Larry, are you with us? No, Mike, hang on. Mike, hang on. Mike, Mike, hang on. We have a caller. Larry, are you there?
Yes, it's with my understanding that they did not take the exemption for congressional staff so that they could say they are subject to the same rules as everyone else, but that they were granted a subsidy that was otherwise only available to low-income people, and that would keep their health care costs the same as it is now. The level of the subsidy would be sufficient to reimburse them for the additional cost that they would experience under Obamacare.
That was the fix. Yeah, that was the fix that they were trying to establish, Larry. That is the case. All right, Larry. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. All right. But I want to get back to your point, Mike. No, here is where conservatives are at odds. Do we let it happen and bring down the American economy, have a lot of people find out that this is a disaster? And I had a doctor on, and I forgot to send you the podcast. She went for 10 minutes yesterday about how devastating this is going to be for health care. She said it was unconscionable for me to want to let it happen because it would wreck the country. Nobody on our side is really all that worried about it working because it's not even implemented yet, and you're seeing the problems with it, Mike.
If you would podcast or send me that podcast, and I would like to listen to it. Maybe we can talk about it next week on my show. Let me fill this at you. We only have a couple minutes left, it looks like, according to my clock.
Yep.
Do you want to see the government shut down over this? Do you want to see Ted Cruz and others shut down the government on Monday, I think it is, over Obamacare? Do you think that's a good strategy for your side?
I am not a fan of the shutdown only because I don't see what the game plan is after the shutdown. We only have 2 minutes, so Rick on the cell, go ahead.
I'd like to ask him a question, Jerry.
Yeah.
Get his expertise on this. Dick Durbin, quote, "We have good health care, so why do we want to put people back in coach?" Unquote. What's that imply?
What does that imply, Mike?
Yeah, what does that imply?
It implies they have good health care, but that doesn't mean they're getting exemptions. They don't have to go through the exchanges. He made a comment that they have good health care. I know a lot of people in both the public and private sector who have good health care.
Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Rick, quickly.
Why do we want to put people back in coach? What is he implying there?
He's implying they have good health care. I answered for
okay,
the
but Mike.
What more do you want me to say?
Mike, what does he refer? Mike.
Thank God that Congress has good health care. Good
yeah,
Mike,
exactly.
What?
They don't want Obamacare. They don't want to go back in coach, Mike.
They're going to be able to get the same type of plan if they go back to the exchanges.
Yeah.
Well, what part of that is so hard to understand?
Okay, we're losing Rick, so let's cut him off. Rick, I mean to cut you off, but we've got a bad connection, and we've got all sorts of things going on the air. Mike, that's not clear to you, what that's a metaphor for, then we'll just have to quit debating that one. Do I think a shutdown is a good strategy? No, because there's no endgame. Again, here's what I would do, though, if it happens. And it's not just an exemption for congressional staffers. How about all of Nancy Pelosi's friends that got in line for an exemption? How about are you going to say that there aren't businesses and others, entities, that have gone to the administration and said, we don't want part of this and we're granted? Are you going to say that didn't happen, too?
Well, I'll say the same thing I said to the previous caller. I apologize to him. I forget his name. If you have a really great health care plan right now, of course you're going to be a little bit trepidatious about having to drop that and then go back to the exchanges. I mean, that doesn't mean that the end game is going to be some terrible form of health care where you have a death panel standing over your grandmother's bed saying, all right, she's dead, we don't like her, she has to go now. People, if I had a Cadillac plan and my wife has good health care at the job that she works and I take that, yeah, I mean, I would be trepidatious about losing that health care plan and having to go back to the exchanges. But that doesn't mean that they're getting the exemption, that they're going to get some crappy health care plan from Obamacare.
But they don't want it, right? But they don't want it. All right, Mike, we're out of time. It was a good debate this week. We'll talk to you again next week on your show and then here again on Friday, 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.